Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Here's your co-host, Lisa V., and your host, with all the connections, Dawn Reese.
Welcome on your Friday drive time. If you're going to the beach, if you're going home, we are so excited. We give God all the glory and honor with this show. And it's really, I call it Hollywood Connections, because God is just opening doors of opportunity. And we have such an amazing array of actors and singers and producers and directors in the house today. You do not want to miss this show. So, Lisa.
Hello.
I know.
I'm excited too.
We're going to come back and talk to everybody in just a minute. And we're waiting for one of our VIPs to call in as soon as he does in a moment. But let's go to introduce, we've got an amazing Richard. Thank you, Kirstie Boyles, for sending this amazing duo over to us. And we're going to kick off some music for the kickoff and introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tori.
Yes. And so I saw you right up on that awesome bike.
Yeah. I rode a 2018 Indian Chieftain Limited.
It's gorgeous, everybody.
Wow. Yeah.
I
was over at the Harley-Davidson doing promotions last night in Newport Richey, and you also, we were just talking, you're in a band.
Yes, I am.
Amazing. So what song are we going to play right now?
I believe you're going to hear me do a rendition of Trouble by Pink.
Okay, and we're going to take it away, and we're excited that you're here, and you're going to be back next week. We're going to talk more about your career as well.
Yes, absolutely I am.
All right, let's rock and roll with this amazing song, and stay tuned. You'll love it.
Read my case, no orbit. To send me into outer space in my fingers. Hey, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm trouble, yeah, trouble now. I'm trouble now. I just took my don't you understand? I wish you'd just freak out. I'm freaked out already. Can't stop coming in hot. I should be locked up right on the spot. It's so on right now. Party crasher, panty snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? Let go's knocking on locked doors. All the laughter from before. I'd rather live out on the street than in this haunted memory. I'll call the movers, call the maids. We'll try to exercise this place. Drag my mattress to the yard. Crumble, tumble, house of cards.
Fun house.
But now it's full of evil clowns. Tonight, I'm alright, I'm just fine, and you're a tool, so I am a rock star, I got my rock moves, and I don't want da 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 da. I'm trouble, no. I just threw my eyes out. I'm trouble.
Amazing, amazing. So tell us a little bit about your band and what you're doing.
Well, the name of the band is Victoria Rose. And what another thing that we're doing on side of Victoria Rose, Victoria Rose is more of the local band. We play a lot here in St. Pete. We come up to Clearwater. We go down to Bradenton and Ellenton as well. So we're more of the local band. But what you just heard was a little demo that we did for our tribute band.
Okay.
We're doing a Pink tribute band. It's in the works. We're still rehearsing. We've got just a few more songs we want to get nailed down. Excuse me, nailed down. But please stay tuned because we will be starting to do our shows here beginning of next year.
And Richard is an amazing guitarist. He's going to be here next week, hopefully, with your guitar.
Yes, this is Rocky. Yes.
Yes, Rocky. Yes. I'm Rocky. I'm sorry. Yes, Rocky. Yes. So in the meantime, you're going to be at another event coming up?
Another event coming up, I guess the one we kind of just mentioned, will be at Tampa Harley-Davidson.
Right.
From 6 to 9 on October 25th, doing a bike night there.
Bike night. Okay,
yep.
Then I'll come and join. And then they have vendors and fun things out there as well.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes. Any other words of wisdom that you want to ask her?
You're good? She's amazing. And as soon as we go to break, I'll definitely be picking her brain. So.
There
thank
we go.
You.
There yeah. we go. In the meantime, let's go to that little commercial that I have. And I'm going to announce something that I'm working on. I don't know if we've had a little phone problems with our, you know, we had a storm here. And let's go to that commercial. I'll explain in just a minute. I'll be right back.
Welcome to Laker.
Consider yourself at home.
Consider yourself one of the family.
Consider yourself our mate.
We don't mean to mate.
Nope. But after some consideration, we can stay. Consider yourself one of us.
I'm Freddie Laker, and flying with me is fun. And the fun begins with my low prices.
Who knows?
I know. Lisa's telling me, write a book. Let me tell you a little bit about that intro right here. I used to fly for Freddie Laker, Bahamas, and what I'm doing, we have so much going on in the studio, we're excited. I have a friend that I found out lost everything in Grand Bahama Island. So I'm putting together, I already raised $65 on Facebook. I had another 50 come in from other friends and Carrie from the World's Tourism Pageant. But long story short, I have blankets, I have clothes, I have things that we're bringing over to her on Monday. So I'm very blessed and excited. And when I played that commercial, of course, Freddie Laker passed away. And that was our airline in Laker, Bahamas. And just to tell you from the heart, when they say we're family, when you work as a crew together and you find out somebody is going through something, if I can try to help and if you can help me as well, that would be amazing. So again, I just wanted to give you a little heads up what I'm working on. And that was an old commercial from Laker, Bahamas. I know, Cheryl, you're saying that you remember Laker, Bahamas.
Yes, I do, actually. Yeah.
Did you ever fly?
No, I didn't. I was just aware of it, but no, I didn't fly.
Oh, he was amazing. I mean, we went to Freeport, Bahamas, and I'll tell you, that whole island is also gone, you know, all the resorts that we used to be at. And our prayers are with everyone going through what they're going through. And if you can help a family, if you can help somebody, please donate. And we are helping a family as well. So, Camille, you're in our prayers. We'll see you on Monday. So in the meantime, Lisa, so
yes.
You want to introduce our amazing director, producer?
Yes. I would like to introduce an amazing lady that I had the pleasure of working with her red carpet for her amazing movie called Signs, and this is Cheryl.
Well, hello. Hello, Hollywood Connections. Thank you for having me here. We really appreciate you, Lisa, coming down to cover my first red carpet for the movie. It's a short film entitled Signs, A Journey of Soulmates. And we have some amazing actors with us today.
Yes.
Well, it's so exciting because I know you're a lead actor for many years. And I want to tell you, he is one go-getter.
I think he's built
traveling.
His house.
You did?
Jay, yeah.
Oh, there's Darren, too.
Yeah, Jay and Darren, sorry.
So you know Jay and Darren?
Yes, sorry.
Wow,
yes.
That's amazing. Small world.
Yeah. Very weird.
Yes. And so I couldn't make it, but Lisa went over, and she just rocked the red carpet. I want to thank you.
Oh, thank you. I tried. It was my birthday, and I was, you know, feeling a little sad, to be honest. I was like, oh, no, 49. And my sister, who I love dearly, made a point to call me and say, you realize this is your last year in your 40s. I said, why, thank you. And then, you know, I wasn't already, you know, upset enough. And then there I went over there and met amazing, amazing people. And it's weird how when you literally go, God is putting you somewhere for a reason, and yeah, he sure did.
We were so blessed to have you, Lisa, cover my first red carpet and my first movie premiere as a director. So it was just a blessing to have you there.
Well, and I promise there's many more coming, and I can't wait to be there.
I know, and she has more to her. This lady is, she works with the veterans. I mean, there's so much more that we're going to talk about with you as well.
Sure, absolutely.
Let's go to that trailer, and stay tuned, and you can see it on YouTube, right? Where can they go?
Well, you can actually, right now, you can just Google it, and you can look for, it's entitled Signs, A Journey of Soulmates, and it's on Vimeo, and you can see it right now. But we are getting it published onto Amazon Prime. As soon as that gets out, you'll be able to pick it up on Amazon Prime. Everyone that was at the premiere, we're going to have it all over social media. We'll have the link, we'll have the photos, and we'll have everything for everyone's enjoyment.
And I will get you the interviews. I've had to move this week, so I'll send them to your email.
We'll be playing those on the air. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat.
And I'm Lisa V, 106.1 The Heat.
That's right. So let's go to that trailer. We'll be right back.
You know, Brooke, this divorce thing. Are you sure you want to go through with it?
Jonathan, I know how you feel about it. But it's the right thing to do.
Pay attention to the signs. It's the universe trying to tell us right from wrong. Why do people who are not supposed to be together stay together? The signs are there, but we're not listening.
I'm here. I've always been here.
This is behind the scenes stuff. You can't come
sit. Stay with us.
And we're back. So that was a little bit of the trailer. And so tell us who's actually to your right.
To my right, I have Veronica Stoykova. And Veronica plays the character of Brooke. And I'll let her tell you more about Brooke. And then to Veronica's right, we have Michael Pelaez. And Michael plays the character of my tarot card reader in the short film.
I just got goosebumps again when you said that.
And, I have to tell everybody because they know Hollywood Connections. Like, Dawn, what are you doing? And I'm this is a movie, and he's just assuming he's a Christian. And
we're
so
all Christian.
Yes, and he's an actor.
actor, so don't freak out.
Yeah,
don't freak out.
There are tarot card readers and all that, but not on this
not
show.
Not on this show.
So.
Yes.
Sorry.
In the meantime, welcome, and tell us a little bit, how did you get the part?
Hi, I'm Veronica. Hi, everyone. How I got the part, I found out about it on Facebook, I think. Mm-hmm. And I met with Cheryl, and we just clicked.
Nice.
Absolutely
clicked.
We just clicked. She was wonderful during her audition.
Nice. And, you know, I got so much from her for just, like, working and, you know, and putting the character together. You know, just, you know, like, the look in her eyes. Like, you know, every time, you know, I would rehearse or whatever. And then, you know, the way she would look at me and, like, talk to me. And this is how I imagined Brooke.
Amazing.
And
So how was your audition? What did you have to do? I mean, do you remember your lines or anything? I mean, what did you have to do?
No, I didn't know my lines. I went there, she gave me a script, and she goes, here you go. And
I have to let people know because
I teach,
you know, for acting, and you know, the people don't realize when they hand you a script, it's a cold read.
Yeah, it is a cold read.
And explain to people what a cold read is.
You know, you memorize as much as you can. You build some sort of a character, and then you go for it.
Right.
And I did, and you know, and it.
Nice. And you got the part, and you're in the movie?
And I got the part, and the movie, yep.
I mean, what is your social media so people can connect with you?
So on Facebook, it is Veronica Stoykova. It's Veronica with a K. And on Instagram, it's, again, Veronica with a K, S-T, and yep. That's it.
Now, do you have an agent or manager?
I do. I work with Bent.
Okay.
I work with Juliet, and she's amazing. She's my theatrical agent, and I love her. Hi, Juliet, if you're watching me.
We have a SAG agent under our show for really good actors. You know, with Hollywood Connections, we have famous faces in Hollywood, Florida. So I have all the paperwork.
Yes.
Yeah, not expensive, of course.
I need to give you my paperwork. I've never turned it in, remember?
Well, you need to go down and do a story on that. I know. Yeah, so that would be cool. So we have Paul Levine that has given me the opportunity. In the meantime, so when you first got your first agent, or, you know, how did that feel? What did you have to do?
Well, I went to this interview, and they gave me a little short, I think it was a commercial, like an audition for a commercial.
Okay.
And they were like, just go with it, have fun with it. And I'm like, okay, how do you have fun with that? And it was something about selling windows. So I just went with it, and then you have to have, obviously, as an actor, you need to have at least a couple monologues, a comedic one and then a dramatic one.
Thank you.
And then you go with it. You know, they tell you, like, do you have something to bring to the table?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, sure. And then I did my dramatic monologue, and then I signed with an agent that same day.
So did you have any acting experience as well from any schools, or what made you get into this?
No, I studied engineering in Bulgaria. I grew up in Bulgaria. I moved to the States because of my passion of traveling. I end up in the States, and then it took me a while actually to start taking classes because I was just so afraid to do so. But I just started taking classes first in LA, then
where did you go? Because I was in LA. My acting looks like a Santa's list. You know? My first acting teacher was the Maytag man. Remember, Gordon Jump?
Yes,
back in the day.
I did a little improv in what was it called? I lived in West Hollywood. So it was like a little theatrical troupe, and you know, and I took improv classes there. Then life brought me back to St. Pete, and I just signed with the Andy Mattini studio, and then I studied with Lee Perkins, and then I've done workshops with Larry Moss.
It's important, you know, a lot of actors, and I know a lot of famous actors as well, that are still training. Mm-hmm. They're going in to brush up. You can't just jump into this and say, unless you want to be an extra, you know, atmosphere, background, you know. But it's good to learn the set as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing that you have from LA, and you've got your resume, and you know, and what you're accomplishing. I wish you so much success in everything
you're
doing. Yeah. Any last words that you'd like to say to everybody?
You know, always follow your dreams.
Right.
And you know, follow that happiness. And, you know, and we talk about it in the movie, and then, you know, we always search for our happiness. And then it's just so important. It's so important to be where you want to be, and feel what you'd like to feel, and be where you're supposed to be.
Right. Now, another question somebody is asking, how did you memorize lines? And could you do a quick scene here, like an ad lib?
How do I
something
memorize?
Out of the movie, like one liner or something.
Oh, out of the movie?
Yes.
Out of the movie with it?
We just want to see your acting.
Oh, my God.
On camera.
No.
Yes.
You
can do this.
Okay, Brooke, you can do this. I'm going to direct you right now.
Okay, yeah, there you go. We're going to do a live coaching.
Sure.
Directing. Okay.
There you go.
Your first line of the movie, what was it?
Jonathan, I know how does it feel.
Yes,
but
we're
left. I don't know.
Goodbye, Jonathan.
Goodbye, Jonathan. Yes, that was my first line.
Wow. And we have director Cheryl here. And so, Cheryl, I'm jump over to Cheryl. And we want to thank you so much
because we
put you on the spot. We have some fun with that.
Yes.
And Cheryl, how did you get into directing and producing? What was your passion for this?
Well, I'm just so people will know who's listening, I am a retired Air Force intelligence officer.
Wow.
Served this wonderful, beautiful country for probably half of my life, and I
thank you.
Well, thank you for your support. I started my screenwriting actually while I was on active duty, and as an intelligence officer and a missile launch officer, I knew that I had a lot of experiences that I wanted to tell through either documentaries and through movies. So I started to work with Hollywood screenwriter Ron Osborne, who is my mentor.
How did you meet him?
I met him. I actually went on to, believe it or not, I went on to a social media site, LinkedIn, and I just put in a name, you know, screenwriter, and, you know, God works in mysterious ways.
Wow, he sure does.
And his name just popped up as someone to contact, and I said, okay, I'm just going to contact him, and I sent him an in-message, and I just said, I'm a Air Force officer, want to turn screenwriter.
Would love to hear from you. And if you are willing to mentor me, I would be just blessed. And he contacted me within, I would say, probably an hour or two.
Wow.
And he he just sent me a message, and he just says, thank you for your service. Tell me what I can do to help teach you be a screenwriter. Yes. And he's an amazing screenwriter himself. He wrote the MASH series, Mork and Mindy, Moonlighting, Meet Joe Black, West Wing. I mean,
what a mentor.
He's an incredible a mentor. So I've just been really blessed. So he taught me how to be a screenwriter. And so I've been working with two producers in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I started off with my feature film. And I'm working with producers in Los Angeles. And it's going to be a $30 million spy action thriller entitled Cold War Charlie. So that was my first project that I've been working on. Yes.
Amazing. And so here you started, did you go through any screenwriting classes or did you read books or?
Just through Ron. I worked.
I love stories
and
like
was,
that.
And I've been mentored for the last couple of years with Ron. So, but he does teach there in Los Angeles.
Wow.
So when he's not screenwriting and producing himself, he's also a mentor and he teaches at the local university.
Wow.
So
what do you do with the veterans? Tell us about that.
Well, with the veterans, I'm a CEO of a performing arts veterans charity and first responder charity by the name of Vocal Command USA. And how I started Vocal Command USA, in 2016, when I was on active duty, I was diagnosed with cancer. And as an active duty member, that's the last thing that you want to have happen to you, because I absolutely love serving my country. But I had to make a decision, you know, to get out, take care of myself, my body, or continue working 15, 16-hour work shifts.
That makes a difference. People don't realize when you're so busy and you're going through all this, you need to take time for you and just relax and do the things. What did you do to relax and say, I need to get back to me?
I retired.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I retired from the Air Force and I moved to Florida to work with an integrative physician here in Sarasota. And I actually stopped writing for about 6 months to a year. So, so when I was meeting with my doctor, my integrative doctor, he just said, what's the one thing you haven't been doing in a while? And I just said, you know, bringing joy back into my life, which is singing. And I went to sleep, and God works in a mysterious way. God sent me a dream, and I saw myself standing on a football field with veterans and first responders, and we were singing the national anthem, God Bless the USA. I saw the emblem, I saw our polos, I saw the logo, and I woke up and I said, because I felt like I didn't have a mission in my life.
Well, did you? So you sing?
Yes, I haven't sung in a long time, and then I started to sing after 18 years.
See,
so now we sing.
Wow, now you have a group for this that sings as well?
Yes, we're called Vocal Command USA.
Okay.
We're veterans and first responders and family members, and so we service the community. That's our way not only of healing ourselves using music as therapy, but also to heal the community.
Do we have anything? I know I'm putting you on the spot. Do we have anything that we can play, or is there something on YouTube they can go to, or Vaughn can pull it up? And how many in your group?
Absolutely. You can go to my website. We are, if you go to www.vocal, as in V for Victor, Vocal Command, USA.com, you will see our videos. We are also getting ready to go to Miami December 17th to audition for America's Got Talent.
Yay, I'll be there covering it.
Well, maybe I can do a little bit of my pixie dust, of a little Tinkerbell here, because America's Got Talent called me a couple of years ago. And we had sent over from my girls from Hawaii to Phoenix. They got right past the line. They did all the behind the scenes. Then we had them call again, and I can carte blanche you with my contact up there. So hopefully Lisa will be there doing interviews.
I will be interviewing you.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, well, we do have, we're going to go above the line, in front of the line. We have a producer in Los Angeles.
Wonderful.
That saw our group, absolutely loves us. So we're Ooh. Going in December. Oh. We're so excited about that. And of course, we are looking for corporate sponsors to help us get to Miami, because we're veterans, we're first responders, so we're trying to figure out how to get the group there. There's 19 of us.
Wow.
So we are looking
Come
for sponsors.
Come on, everybody. I know that
to help
right.
us. Right. We have a GoFundMe as a result of that, because we get a lot of folks that want us to perform throughout the community, but we don't even have a sound system. So, we're looking for help any way that we can.
Listening.
Because we are a 501c3 charity.
Now, I have a special VIP guest on the line just for you. I'm going to tell you about her in a second.
Yes.
Is there anything on YouTube Vaughn could pull up? Any of the music that we could play on the air while we're here?
Yes, absolutely. You can get onto our website. Does he have it up? And you can actually just click on one of the videos.
Let's do that. And then
I see Veterans Day celebration. I see the GoFundMe Vocal Command. I see America.
Let's see whichever.
Let's do the America's Got Talent. Yeah, you can do either one. America's Got Talent. That's
nice.
That's great because you'll hear a couple of our songs.
We need to do that for our special VIP guest that's listening. I'll come to you in a second, Mako. Hold on.
Yes, hey, Mako.
We'll be right back. You got to hear this. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, and
Lisa V, 106.1 The Heat.
My name is Major Cheryl Gallegos. I'm a retired Air Force intelligence officer and disabled veteran. Though you can't see my scars, I was diagnosed with cancer while on active duty, and I suffer from severe post-traumatic stress. I came to Florida to seek specialized treatment, and my doctor suggested that I needed to bring joy back into my life. Well, you know, after all, I've been fighting the war since 9/11. That's all I knew. That night, I had a dream. I saw myself standing with veterans, first responders, and family members. And we were wearing this exact polo and logo, singing our national anthem. You know, I had my answer right there, and I had my mission. Vocal Command USA, a 501c3 performing arts charity, was formed the next day. It serves as a platform to use music therapy to heal the body and the soul while we continue to serve our great nation. Please welcome the members of Vocal Command USA, singing Warrior, and we are victorious.
Was amazing. So let's just welcome. I know we have some actors here as well. We're going to the phone lines to get more actors from the film. And Mako, are you there? The Mako.
Yes, I am. Hello, John. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Mako.
Yes, Mako.
Hey, how's everyone?
We're great.
Bless.
Hi.
I have a lady here that has a group, and we have, I don't know if we can get her group into your event coming up, but you just heard her miracle story and what God had told her and the vision that she had, and she's doing it. And Mako, tell us about your event and how she could maybe be a part of that.
Our event, we are looking for individuals that have talent, because that's one of the things that we're doing in Tampa at Nassau Church of Christ. And this is a celebrity charity community event / Stop Bullying with our celebrities. And we have a youth talent show as well as adult talent show. But I think she's past that. Are you a professional singer?
Well, our music director, her name is Tiffany Cosby, and she actually is the music director at her church. Our group, you know, we're veterans and we're first responders, and I hadn't sang in 18 years. So it's because of Tiffany and her dedication to our group that she has taught us to sing in harmony. So, I have to really, I really owe the thanks to Tiffany for all her all her patience and teaching us how to sing again.
Right. So maybe there might be a spot in your event.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, as a matter of fact, we are recognizing veterans with Bo. Really, Bo. He is a two-time heavyweight champion of the world, international boxing legend, and we are honoring veterans because Bo is also a Navy veteran. So we are recognizing veterans, and because of sponsors, we're able to give them a gift as well for serving our country. So we would be honored to have you all.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, we look forward to that. We will definitely be in contact with you. Thank
yes,
you, ladies.
And she has a famous director that's going to be there. She also has Ellen Jacoby, casting director from Miami.
Yes.
And Ellen's
absolutely
done everything. We love Ellen. She's a poet as well. And tell us who else is going to be there, Mako.
Besides Ellen Jacoby, which is a celebrity international casting director and producer for our show, she's producing our show, Bone podcastshow.com. I'm the creator and the executive producer. And we have Egon Stephen Jr. He's the film director for our sports celebrity podcast show. He is a huge Hollywood celebrity filmmaker, Egon Stephen Jr., who has filmed so many movies to just not make sense to count them all.
Wow. What a connection.
It.
Amazing connection between music and film. I love it.
Hollywood. Yes, and we're having a special. I'm going to hook you up with her after the show and get her number to you.
Great.
And Mako, we're so excited. And when is this event? What day?
November the 23rd and 24th. That's Saturday, 5 days before Thanksgiving at Nassau Church of Christ. The address is 1312 West Nassau Street, Tampa. Zip code is 33607. And Dr. Louis Lugo, he and I will be hosting the event. He is an evangelist and also an entrepreneur, and he's our business collaborator.
This woman is also a sports agent for a sports promoter as well, with all the retired sports players. She has, like major.
You have major connections. Benny Blades, keep going, relatives.
And maybe
relatives.
Maybe you could kind of pick her brain. She helps with a lot of corporate sponsors.
Okay, that's
and so,
wonderful.
Mako, this woman, you need to connect. So let's do another applause for a Hollywood Connections connection.
Hollywood Connections connection.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Don't guess it, John. Dawn
does
know everyone.
She does. Dawn does know anybody. I'm finding that out.
She's like a walking Rolodex.
Rolodex. Look at that.
That's so funny.
That's so great. That's
I heard
probably
that.
A walking Rolodex.
Back in Beverly Hills, my old boss, I can tell you, we had an office next to Spago's restaurant. And he would say, Dawn, the parking's like $25, you know, for a couple hours. And I'm like, no, I got it for free. I got him an agent next door. And so he used to park my car. Yeah, so anyways, also, while we have you on the line, I just want to thank you so much for calling in. We have still so many guests to get on, and Mako's moment with Hollywood Connections. We will be there reporting, me and Lisa, and we'll have a table. And we're looking for vendors, too. If you have a table, please get in touch with me, and I'll connect you to Mako as well.
Yes, we sure
will. I look forward to seeing you, John, and I look forward to the connection as well. And also, let's not forget, I'm also a publisher and promotion that connects our authors with our celebrities like NBA, NFL, and WNBA, and Boston legends. And you may contact us to publish a book, and we have special packages starting at as low as $1,500. We do the marketing, book, advertising. We design your book cover, and you may contact me directly, 954-687-4705, 954-687-4705 and ask for Mako.
So
thank you so much, Dawn.
Yes, wait, before you go, so just a thought list that's going through my head real quick. So, Cheryl, have you thought about making your movie into a book? I mean, you already have the screenplay. It's already a movie. And she does publishing.
Well, this particular project that we did, Signs, A Journey of Soulmates, we're actually talking about doing a sequel. And so, you know, when we get Trey on the line and Deanna, we can talk a little bit more about that. But I'm also a book publisher as well. So, I can publish my own books.
Nice. Well, that's always good to know. Well, we're gonna.
I'll publish it for you. Don't worry.
Okay, honey. Thank you. All right. We love you, Mako. The Mako moment. We gotta get to the other guests.
Thank you,
see you soon. So that is what I do. And if I see something that can connect with you, I will try to make that happen. Seriously. And in the meantime, we have to go to our phone lines. I know we have another actor that's calling in. And as soon as we get him on, but we're going to go to our other actor over here before the other actor calls in and introduce yourself. Yes, and the microphone. We're going to switch your microphones here.
Pull it over. There you go.
Hello. I'm Michael.
Yeah, you can take that all the way over.
There you go.
There you go. That's easier.
They know it's radio. They know there's going to be sounds.
It's been a while since I've done radio.
Stuff. Yeah.
This is Michael DePelaez, born and raised in Tampa. 39 years old. I've been out of acting here and there, so I don't have an agent or anything like that. But I was looking for a role, and I saw something on Facebook saying, looking for long hair, mysterious looking. I said, that's me.
Ah.
So I sent him an email. I was like, oh, we'll see what happens. And then a couple of days later, or like the next day, I got an email.
She's getting a call.
And they're like, yeah, please, I would like to invite you for an audition. I was like, sweet, I got it. Because I've been trying to find something forever, and it's like nothing's going on. So,
and you don't have an agent?
I don't have, no. I'm a cosplayer entertainer for kids. I'm the Tampa Spider-Man.
Are you really?
Yeah. So I do entertainment all over the place.
I have an idea for you. Yes. I'll tell you about after you're done.
Okay, sure. No problem. So, no, I've been acting here and there, but I've kind of been out of practice, so to speak. So I've been looking for something to do and you know, for a role and whatnot. And then I went to audition, met Cheryl. I was like, this is really cool, you know. And then I did the reading, and I was a little nervous, but I was like, I have an idea what the character is, and then
after. So you've never acted before?
I have.
Oh, you have.
It's been a while.
Okay.
Been a while. I've done films with Jodie Wynkoop. He's the king of B movies.
Okay.
And I've done other films with Kevin Hogue. He did Apoc Boys. It's like a zombie thing. It was sort of right before The Walking Dead came out.
Gotcha.
And so I did a TV show with Joel called The Other Side.
Right.
And his Wynkoop Tales called Diarrhea Blood. So I've done stuff before. I've just been trying to get in there.
Get back in and get the connections. Yeah. Are you familiar with Ellen? With the Tampa Bay Film Society? Are you connected to them?
A little bit. I used to go to the Tampa Film Review back in the day when I showed my first film. It was like a little movie I made.
Okay.
But like I said, I'm just trying to get back into it.
I'll tell you, that's once a month over at the Oldsmar Holiday Inn. And a lot of producers, and Johnny is there. I mean, so many amazing directors.
And Johnny, yes.
Yes, you were in his movie.
I still can't believe that happened.
And it's a connection for you to get over there. And then Rose, the casting director, has one as well. And then Bobby Hill's the one that introduced us to each other as well.
Yes.
But that's amazing. So give your social media.
Facebook, Michael DePelaez, P-E-L-A-E-Z, or just look up the Tampa Spider-Man, and Hire Spider-Man for Birthday Parties is my page.
Oh. Very cool. So I'm in the schools. I had something. I took an artist on tour named Little Jay from Hollywood Records and Disney. We made him number one in CD sales, and it was called Schoolhouse Jam at the time. So then I started my own called Be Cool, Stay in School, and I go back in the schools, and I talk to the kids. So maybe we can collaborate, and
sweet.
I talk
Spider-Man
to them.
Spider-Man can come to the school.
Yeah.
It's funny, I mentioned AGT. I auditioned for that back in December as a comedian.
Well, we'll have to have you come back as Spider-Man, and we'll have
that
to have
too.
Like
That'd
a kids show.
Yes. Yeah, so I've been doing a Spider-Man for about 8 years, and I love doing it, and I do it for charity, and also as on the side, just with my business for birthday parties. But I do all over the Tampa area. And I love doing it. It's the only character that I do. And the kids just go crazy to see Spider-Man.
I'm sure. Yes. Yeah. You know, we have a Princess Belle that we help out, too, that I'm helping manage. Yes. And she is so amazing, Princess.
She is. She's
she
really
is Belle.
Good.
She is Belle.
She is Belle.
So we do have Princess parties. So we can add the Spider-Man parties.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll have to do it.
Very cool. We have a VIP guest on the line. I don't know. He's traveling. And introduce yourself. You're live on the air. Hello. Live on Hollywood.
What do you want? There's two of us here.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Deanna Rochelle.
She's my actress.
Oh, your actress. Okay, we're going to come back to you in just a moment. And we're going to bring the mic over here. So, Cheryl, introduce your actress. And if we're on speaker, please take us off because we can't be on speaker. It's too echoey. All righty? Okay, much better. Thank you.
Hi, well, this is Deanna Rochelle. Deanna played the character of Allie in the movie. And I don't know if Trey is on the line. Trey, are you there? Well, we have Deanna on the line, so we can talk to Deanna.
So, Deanna, where are you located?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta. So how did you hear about your part in this movie, and how did you connect with Cheryl?
I actually have a friend. I lived in Clearwater, St. Pete for several years, and I have a friend who connected me up with Cheryl. Then we met. She sent me the script. I loved it, and she thought I would be great for the role of Allie, and then it just went from there.
Well, now, what is your acting background?
I have been acting for nearly 10 years. I've done some stuff on network TV shows and feature films, and I just actually wrapped up a co-lead in a big feature film. So that one's in post-production right now. You know, a lot of independent stuff too, just like all other actors getting started out there.
Nice. And what's your social media?
The easiest way to do it is go to my website, and on my website, all of the links to my social media are there. So it's DeannaRachelle.com. It's DeannaRachelle.com.
Very cool. Well, we're excited that you called in to tell us a little bit about your part and anything from the heart that you'd like to say to Cheryl.
Oh, I just really admired working with her. I'm a filmmaker myself, so I haven't really had the pleasure of working with many female filmmakers out there. And it was really nice to see her directing and organizing the crew. She was just so calm. Even when things were going a little crazy, she was calm. She didn't get stressed out. And it seemed like the team just worked really well together, like as a cohesive group. And I was really impressed with that, because a lot of times on these low budget shoots, it doesn't go like that. So it was really nice to see that. And she was just super positive and fun to be around. And it was like a can-do. Everybody had a can-do attitude. So it was great.
Awesome. Well, we want to thank you, for calling in. I know we only have 10 minutes left. We have so much more to say. The actress in the movie, we also are calling in. I'm on. I must be our superstar. I think I know who that is.
Actually, Trey is on. He's my assistant director.
I say superstar. There we go. Yeah. Well, thank you, Deanna, for calling in. Our phone lines are short because of the storm, but we had.
Thanks, God bless.
Now, your assistant director lives where? Welcome.
Trey, are you
Hi,
there?
Thank you for having me on. Hi, Sarah.
Hi Trey. Well, I'll let you take it away with Don here.
Yeah, so Trey, where is your home base?
Hi, Don. So I'm home based in Atlanta, Georgia, but I have a production studio over in the Washington, D.C. area, and I film all over this nation of ours.
That's super cool. What's your social media where people or website they can go to?
All right, so you can find me and more about Moonk Films Devoted at the IG at Moonk, M-O-O-N-K underscore Devoted, D-E-V-O-T-E-D. And the website is, of course, moonkfilmsdevotedstudios.com. And there you'll find a lot of content, what we're working on currently, what's to come, what we've already put out there, and much, much, much more.
You know, I have a dear friend that used to work for the Jackson family. He's in Atlanta. I need to hook you up with Mr. Paul Murray. And actually, that's how I met Joe, and was James Brown's late entertainment reporter. And I think you and Paul, he does a lot of production work. So maybe he's a great contact for you. And then the VH2 Family TV Network is in Atlanta. So I want to hook you up with them. Also, since you're on the air, I might as well give you a couple connections,
that's
right?
That's nice. Thanks.
Oh, God. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Sure.
I'll send with some connections.
Yes, I'll send the picture to Cheryl and everything. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And we just have a few minutes. I know we're waiting for Darren also to call in. He's one of them. I know Darren.
He said he's been trying to call in. So.
I know. We have a short phone line because we had a storm hit like at the clock tower of Back to the Future.
I know.
Oh, no.
Crazy.
That's okay. Well, I look forward to hopefully having you here again with Cheryl at the studio. That would be amazing if you're in Clearwater.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me. And Cheryl, I'm so proud of you. I know this is first of many, but you have many, many more to come, and I look forward to working alongside of you.
Thank you, Trey. I tell you, the movie wouldn't have turned out. The editing was amazing. Thank you, Trey, for being my assistant director and allowing me to make mistakes along the way. But you were there to make sure I didn't go down the wrong path, and thank you very much. Love you, brother.
And I'll tell you, editing is the thing. You have to. That's awesome. Thank you, Trey. I'll get those connections for you.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate that, Don.
Very cool. Now we're going to another actor. I think I know this person very, very well. Is he on the line?
I think so, Darren.
Welcome, superstar.
Hey, Don. How are you? Darren, how are you?
I'm fabulous. I love watching your career. I want to tell you, I have never met... We have to do a feature on Darren because I've never met somebody so energetic. So he's in Miami. He's in Atlanta. He's got... How many agents do you have?
Like 25,000.
I know you do. Wow. But we really have to feature him because he's got so much gusto and he's out there making things happen. He does not wait for that phone to call. He gets him. There's so many little secrets along the way, you know, him and somebody else I know that are just pounding the pavement. And you are, what part in the movie do you play, Darren?
I play Jonathan, actually. He's the gentleman that kind of gets his heart broken, but then finds he finds another love that he's curious about, and it's like, is that her or is that not her? Kind of has dreams about her.
Yeah, he finds his soulmate.
Lisa's laughing. Did that ever happen to you in real life, Darren? Darren's single. I think he's single, and he's handsome.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, okay. Yes. We should have a dating show here for Lisa and Darren.
This is hilarious, right? Seriously, Darren, this is like crazy.
You include me too.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have a dating show coming up with Cheryl, Darren, and Lisa. We'll do that.
Yeah. We'll do like our soulmates. Ready? I have a really good idea. We could do a fundraiser for your voices. And it's vocal okay, command. Win a date with Darren or win a date with Lisa V. I know that sounds ridiculous,
Darren, but
it might just work. I mean, come on.
But Darren, you're starting in this movie. I'm so proud of you, your career. We met way back, like, what, 30 years ago?
Yeah, we met. I was singing at a bar. I was doing NSYNC Backstreet Boys music.
And oh, wow.
That's when we met.
I know. You're so adorable. And we just want to God bless your career. I do want you at the station when you're available because you're so talented. Yeah. I really want to do a special highlight on you. All right.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
Very cool. And Darren, give your social media.
Oh, well, my social media is DF Darren Ferraro over on Facebook. And actually, Instagram is DF Darren Ferraro. That's actually the username. So on Instagram, Facebook, and my website's DarrenPFerraro@jimdo.com, which is everything. All my work is up there. And over about 3,500 films on YouTube, so it looks pretty prominent. So everything's looking solid now. I'm actually over here in Georgia right now getting ready for Suicide Squad 2.
Oh, wow.
I know. He's amazing. We got to get him here. I'm serious. Well, Darren, we only have 7 minutes, and I have to talk about our digital card and so much else going on. We want to thank you. Please let me know when you can come back to the station. We'd love to have you.
Of course. Yeah, I'm actually headed back tonight to to finish up my action film tomorrow morning and Sunday, and then Monday I think I'm back on another film, but yeah, I definitely want to link back up with you, Dawn. It's been a pleasure. You've been amazing. I love your radio station. Thanks for having all of us.
We love you. I love your energy, and I just love what you do to prove to actors. I think you're such a role model. I mean, we just have to highlight him. Okay. Yes, for sure.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Darren, for being on the movie.
Cool. Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. Anything you get. Hey, I would love to see this. I'd love to see a part two about this because it looks like it could not just be a trailer. It could be a full film.
Yep.
I mean, an entire two-hour movie, books, novels. It's an amazing director, everybody, the editor, everybody. Mm-hmm. You guys all did amazing. All the actors and actresses did amazing.
Great. Well, there is going to be a sequel, so stay tuned.
Yay.
Awesome.
Love Amazon Prime as well. Yes. All right, Darren, we got to go, but we'll bring you in. Thank you. God bless you.
All right, love you guys. God bless you all. So, thank you so much. You.
I'm getting getting texts from somebody, and I have to tell everybody, I'm so excited. Spider-Man, you need one of these. And Lisa's getting one, and you need one, and you need one, and you need one. And oh my gosh, if you'd like to see, I have a new, you don't have to buy business cards anymore. It's called the new digital business card. And I'm going to show you. It has email me. It has all of my links to everything that I do. And then it goes into buy a digital card. And it goes there. And it says Intel USA, or Intel Card USA. So it's up there. And it's so amazing because all you have to do is just send it to somebody through your phone. And it has everything. I'm going to pass it around to show you. If you are interested, now, if you're driving, make sure that you listen to this show again on Tan Talk Radio on YouTube. And it's called 727-871-7788 and put digital card. And I will send you my card to show you that you need a digital business card. Now, it's coming. You know, I had a friend with Cyber Showbiz back in the days, and you could see he was way ahead of time.
Right.
And this is the new future. And people are afraid to jump on board because they want the business cards. But this also, as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, that down here, it goes right to my phone that I can save it right there and just send it out. So everything that you do, you can send out to businesses. So we want to thank our digital card business partners for this opportunity.
Yes.
And I love mine. Small fee. And that's it. Then also, Lisa, I have to tell everybody real quick, coming up Sunday, we're going to be at the Sheraton with a wedding show. I'll be there from 1 to 4. And we're doing cruises. If you'd like a cruise, we're giving you a cruise for 43 nights. You have to take the tour, as well as 2 Visa cards for $100. So you don't want to miss that. It's a very good deal. Yeah, so that's cool. And Lisa, you've got something coming up at church.
I do. Coming up at Beaming Hope this Sunday at 10 o'clock is a $500 pay bill giveaway. They've been putting flyers. They have 15,000 flyers out. And I'll be there. We'll be singing praising God like always. So once again, it's Beaming Hope Church in Largo, Florida. That's 11100 110th Avenue North in Largo. And come on out. It starts at 10 o'clock, and you can register. I believe it's like 9:15, but come on out. I'll be there, and let's have some fun and give God all the glory, because without him, none of this is possible.
Right. Exactly. Amen. Exactly. Also, Amen. Keep in mind, I'm running the World's Tourism Pageant December 7th. If you've got a little one or a teenager that would like to go to Nationals with me in Nashville, Tennessee, please, it's going to be a fun day. It's going to be here in Clearwater, and so please do that. Now, we also have on that. Now, you can text me again at 727-871-7788. And we also, you can put Instant Princess, and I'll send you that information on my digital business card. In the meantime, we have somebody on the phone. Welcome. Yes. Hi, introduce yourself.
Yes, this is just me, Dawn. How are you?
I know, just me. You have to tell everybody your name. You're live on six stations.
This is Gerard Rowe from the Bahamas.
That's right. Gerard, can we play that clip for Gerard? I played it in the beginning of the show. We only have 4 minutes, but we were waiting. He had phone problems. And real quick, this is just for you. It's only like 30 seconds, so hang on. Listen to this. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Lakers.
Consider yourself at home.
Consider yourself one of the family.
Consider yourself our mate. We don't mean to make... But after some consideration, we can stay. Consider yourself one of us.
I'm Freddie Laker, and flying with me is fun. And the fun begins with my low prices.
Well, me and Jared were actually flight attendants with Laker Bahamas. He has now passed on to heaven. And tell us, I'm helping one of our former flight attendants, and tell us why we had talked. We only have just like 2 minutes. And tell us what's happening, why the Grand Bahamas needs more help as well.
Well, actually, Dawn, a lot of persons who are actually sending help to the Bahamas at the moment is concentrating a lot on the Abacos because of the fact of the structural damages that they've seen, I guess, from the physical. What they're not realizing is that Grand Bahama actual building codes were much different than Abaco's. So even though that you're seeing physical buildings in Grand Bahama, the inside of those buildings are completely dissipated. So they actually lost everything. I mean, you have damages from their roof areas. You have them just total loss of everything in terms of clothing, in terms of material things. So a lot of the efforts are being totally concentrated to the Abacos, but Grand Bahama is in a dire need. I'm talking about from the bare necessities, just as simple as drinking water.
Right, and that was our home base. That was where we were based with Laker Bahamas. And we are helping one of our co-workers that we used to fly with, and Camille. I know we're going to be dropping a lot of things off to her on Monday, so we're excited. Where can they help out with the Grand Bahamas? Oh, you have to...
Well, actually...
Oh, but can you take us off a speaker? If you're on speaker?
No, I'm not on speaker.
Okay.
It's the bad connection from Bahamas. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Actually, what they can help out with right now is they're in dire need. Like I said, water is like the main necessity there that everybody's, there's a huge shortage of. And also there's a huge shortage of baby goods, Pampers, baby formulas, baby wipes, baby bottles, and just food items. You know, it's a lot of people there are now, I don't know if you've noticed from my Facebook page, the last post, people are scavenging through the garbage trying to find food to eat. So
we've got to get some help.
Yeah,
there.
What I'm going to do is on my Facebook, on Dawn Reese, look for me, and I can add you. We only have 30 seconds here left. Is there a website or something that they can contribute to you as well?
Yes, they can. The website is Choice Model Management, and that's once you go to Choice Model Management, you will have a Hurricane Doreen Relief Fund there. And that's actually connected to one of the agencies here called Head Knows. And they're doing an amazing job with working with my agency along with getting stuff to Grand Bahama. Also, there's a Cash App that we have up that you can send to. And what that is happening is that is actually getting to us directly, where we're not going through all the red tape.
We only have 15 seconds. I'm going to get everyone that information. We're going to be shut off on the air.
Yep.
But we're going to talk again, because I know that you actually have some things, and we have to please go to Soap This. And Soap This
W-Z-H-R.
We are done.
106.1 The Heat, okay. Hollywood Connections. Dawn Reese host, Lisa V co-host. Everybody have a great evening.